Today we're tackling a super important topic. Things confident older guys never do around younger women. Sometimes trying too hard to impress can do the opposite. We'll dive into the do's and don'ts, discussing actions and mindsets that might do more harm than good. I'm here to walk you through these with no-nonsense advice. By the end of this video, you'll understand how to charm without overstepping. And hey, don't dash off too soon. I've got a killer bonus tip at the end. It's a game changer. So, ready to get into it? Let's jump right in. 1. Avoid acting too young. Have you ever seen an older guy trying too hard to blend in with the younger crowd? It's like watching someone wear clothes that just don't fit right. It's awkward, right? Well, that's what happens when you, as an older man, try to lower yourself to a younger woman's level just to fit in. Here's the thing. Often guys feel they need to act younger around a younger woman. They may think it makes them more relatable or cool. But honestly, it usually comes off as trying too hard, or even worse, it looks like you're not confident in who you are. And confidence, my friends, is key. Think about someone like George Clooney. Would he try to act like a 25-year-old around a younger woman? No way. He embraces his age and his experience, and that's a huge part of his appeal. He knows that his age and experience are advantages, not drawbacks. You see, younger women often find the maturity and stability of an older man attractive. They're not looking for a guy who can mimic their age group. They're interested in what makes you different. When you embrace your maturity, you stand out. You become the guy who's comfortable in his own skin, the guy who's the real deal. Now, I'm not saying you should act like her grandfather, but don't pretend you're something you're not. Be yourself and let your experience and maturity shine. Embrace who you are, your age, your experiences. That's your real superpower. 2. Don't overemphasize the age difference. You're out there, maybe on a date with a younger woman, and you feel this urge to point out the age gap. Maybe you crack jokes like, "Ah, back in my day," or "I'm not as young as I used to be." It seems harmless, right? A bit of humor to lighten the mood. But here's the kicker. Constantly bringing up your age difference can backfire. When you keep highlighting how old you are, you're putting up this giant neon sign saying, "Hey, look at me, I'm older." But guess what? She already knows your age. And if she's with you, she's cool with it. So why make it the elephant in the room? These jokes and comments might come from a place of discomfort or insecurity about the age gap, but what they really do is make the age difference the star of the show. It shifts the focus from the connection you two could be having to this one characteristic about you. And that's not what you want. Instead, just embrace your age. You've got years of experience, wisdom, and many cool stories to tell. That's attractive. You're not just your age, you're a person with a lot to offer. So, the next time you're tempted to make a self-deprecating age joke, pause for a second. Ask yourself, is this really necessary? Don't let age be the lens through which everything is viewed. Let it just be one part of the amazing package that is you. 3. Handling age-related tests. So, you're hanging out with a younger woman, and out of the blue, she throws a curveball, an age-related comment. Maybe something like, "Aren't you a bit old to be here?" Or, "Why are you still single at your age?" Sound familiar? These are what I call age-related tests, and how you respond to these can set the tone for where things go. Now, your first instinct might be to get defensive. You might want to justify yourself with responses like, "I still feel young at heart," or, "I just haven't met the right person yet." But here's the thing. Getting defensive shows you're uncomfortable with your age. And comfort with who you are is what we're aiming for, remember? So, how do you handle these tests? The key is to not fall into the trap. You don't need to justify or explain yourself. Instead, take these comments in stride. A bit of humor can go a long way here. If she says, "Aren't you a bit old for this place?" you could respond with a light, confident remark like, "I bring a bit of classic charm to the place, don't you think?" It shows you're secure, have a sense of humor, and are not rattled by her test. What you're doing here is deflecting the test without being dismissive. You acknowledge her comment, but you're also showing that it doesn't bother you. You're comfortable in your skin and here to have a good time. Remember, these tests are often not about the actual question, but more about seeing how you handle yourself. Are you secure? Can you take a bit of teasing? It's not about the right answer, but the attitude behind your response. When these age-related tests come up, handle them with confidence and a bit of humor. Show her that your age isn't a sore point for you, but a part of what makes you attractive. Finding this helpful? Show some love. A quick thumbs up, dropping a comment, or hitting that subscribe button really makes a difference. 4. Avoid overcompensating for your age. Sometimes when older guys are around younger women, there's this urge to prove themselves. They think, I've got to show her I'm still cool, still got it. But trying too hard to impress her can have the opposite effect. Overcompensation can come in many forms. Maybe you're splurging on extravagant or constantly talking about your achievements, trying to showcase your value. While sharing your life and treating someone well is great, there's a fine line between sharing and showing off. Instead of trying to impress with what you have or have done, focus on building a genuine connection. Ask about her interests and share stories, but also listen, really listen, to what she has to say. You've got a lot to offer just by being yourself. The moment you start trying too hard, it can come across as insecurity. And that's not what we want, is it? 5. Don't underestimate your value. Often, older guys think they're at a disadvantage when dating younger women. There's this misconception that they have to do extra to be appealing. But here's the deal. You've got to realize the value you bring to the table. And trust me, it's a lot. You see, with age comes experience. Life experiences, career experiences, relationship experiences. You've seen things, learned things, and grown as a person. That's not something to downplay. That's something to be proud of. When you're interacting with younger women, don't think you're in some sort of competition with younger guys. You're not. You're playing a different game altogether. You offer stability, wisdom, and a unique perspective. That's your ace card. Play it with confidence. But here's where some guys get it wrong. They think, oh, I'm older. I don't have much to offer. That's not true at all. You've got to shift that mindset. So the next time you're chatting with a younger woman, don't sell yourself short. Be proud of who you are and let that confidence shine through. Remember, confidence is magnetic, and it comes from knowing your worth. Don't underestimate yourself. You're not just adding years to the table. You're adding value, perspective, and depth. 6. Staying relevant in the modern dating scene. If you're an older guy in the dating game, staying in tune with the times is essential. Sometimes we tend to stick to what we know, to the good old ways of dating. But here's the thing, the dating world evolves. Don't lose your identity trying to keep up with it, but you must adapt. First off, let's talk about technology. Online dating, apps, texting. These are the norms now. If you're not on board, you might be missing out. But hey, don't stress. You don't need to become a tech wizard overnight. It's about understanding the basics and being open to new ways of communication. Next up, cultural shifts. The way people think about relationships and dating has changed. There's more openness, more fluidity. It's crucial to respect and understand these perspectives, even if they differ from what you're used to. It's all about respect, open-mindedness, and being willing to learn. Staying relevant doesn't mean you have to change who you are. You're not trying to mimic someone half your age. You're just keeping up with the world around you. It's like staying in tune with current events. It doesn't change your core. It just adds to your awareness. Embrace the new while holding on to the wisdom of the old. It's not about losing yourself, but being yourself in today's world. Now for that bonus tip. Embrace authenticity in every interaction. We've talked about what not to do, so let's cap it off with something that ties it all together. Being authentic. In the world of dating, especially between different age groups, the power of authenticity can't be overstressed. It's about being true to who you are, your values, and your experiences. Authenticity means showing up as the real you. It's not about crafting an image that you think someone will like. It's about being honest with your thoughts, feelings, and intentions. This genuineness is refreshing and attractive. In a world where so many people try to be something they're not, a person who is comfortable in their own skin stands out. Be authentic, be honest, and watch how your interactions change for the better. Remember, the right approach can make all the difference. Keep these tips in mind, and you're all set to make meaningful connections. Now that you know the things confident men never do, what's next? Discover the best compliments to give younger women, or learn what they want older men to do but never ask for. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.